Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Let's Talk. My name is Bennett Pomerantz. And by the way, if you guys haven't heard, welcome to 2015. God, it's been long. And I cleaned up the studio and everything. And I got to introduce my radio wife, my partner in crime, my better half on the show, Rachel Thompson. Well, let's grow. It's not
everybody.
A lie. Oh, excuse me. Let me say one other thing. The author of Broken Places, which is coming out soon.
Yes. Thank you.
That's
happy
through
to be
Book Trope. Don't forget that.
That's right.
Just remember, I will be available for autographs. No, just kidding. Tonight, we're going to be serious. Yeah, a little fun, too, but be serious. April 15th is coming faster than ever. People are going to wonder what to get for their taxes. And there are a lot of great tax experts. I just happen to have one as a brother. I will tell you, he is one of the best. And not because he does my taxes, because he is. He's talented. The firm is very good. And it's my father's firm. But still, he is a good tax expert. He's on the board of the Maryland Society of Accountants and Tax Experts. So that, you know, he's a delegate on there. And I'm proud of him. But that's beside the point. Have I missed anything, Mark?
Oh, no. I've been doing taxes 35 years. So I handle individuals, personals, corporates. Heinz 57.
Okay. I'm glad, you know, I mean, I'm glad he's a tax professional. He's one of the best in the country, in my opinion. But I'm a little biased. I'm a little prejudiced. I'm allowed to be. He's my brother. So let's get to the question at hand. What do people need to bring to a tax preparer when they make a tax appointment?
Let's say you've never been to a tax preparer, or this is your first time with your new tax preparer. The most important thing to bring with you is last year's tax return copy. We need to verify that if you have children, we need to verify their birthdays and their Social Security numbers, and we need a concept of where you're coming from so we know where to go.
Well, what if somebody e-filed? Would that be available?
Yes. All tax
preparers. Where would they find that if they e-file?
All tax preparers are required to give a copy of the tax return to all their clients. If they don't, it's a violation. But you can always get a copy from our friends at the IRS, and they charge $57 per copy. And it normally takes 3 to 5 weeks to get one. So you want to get a head start if you don't already have a copy of it.
What else should they bring?
Well, we want to find out what type of income you generated. Because normally, if you are a working person, you would have a W-2, which is your payroll from you working for another firm. If you're self-employed, we need a summary of income and expenses. If you're retired, we need pension forms called 1099-Rs. And basically, what income did you receive throughout the year? Interest, dividends, capital gains, rental properties, and the assorts.
Okay. I have a question from Jonathan. Let me read this question here. He got some unclaimed money that's been pending from 5 years ago. It was about $1,100. Does he have to claim that this year, or what does he have to do this year?
What was the character of the unclaimed income? If I had a security deposit, the only thing I have to pay taxes on is the interest on that security deposit. If I sold stocks or bonds, or I received a property refund, that may or may not be taxable.
So something from, say, I'm using state of Maryland. It could be, well, the gentleman lives in Maryland. If it was from state of Maryland, it would it already be taxed, or would he have to get a...
It depends on what it is. Maryland has a place called unclaimed property.
Mm-hmm.
With unclaimed property, if you left your apartment and you never got your security deposit back, they have to turn that over to the state of Maryland. So that would be free money. But let's say your aunt died and had a bank account, and the bank account earned $50, that $50 of interest income would be taxable and therefore reportable. So it depends on what the money is. You should bring that to your tax preparer.
What about receipts?
Receipts. Very good quandary, Bennett.
Thank you.
In the old days of the 70s and 80s, there was lawlessness. People used to make up deductions and play games on their taxes. I nicknamed that Buckaroo Banzai. The time of the OK Corral and all the people fighting, you know, the Wild Wild West is gone. The IRS and all tax preparers want you to add up your records, add up your receipts. Estimates are not normally acceptable things to report on your taxes. They want logbooks, they want receipts, they want documentation. A credit card statement is not a receipt. The actual receipt from the restaurant is a receipt. The statement from the credit card is just document that you had a bill. That's how crazy our Congress has become. They want logbooks and receipts.
I'm picking on Rachel here, right? All right, you don't mind, do you, Rachel?
No, go ahead.
Rachel Say made $1,000 on selling her book this year. We're talking 2014. I know Broken Pieces is out, but Broken Places is coming out. You make $1,000 on that. She should have a 1099 of that $1,000 or what?
Well, if she uses a publisher like Simon Schuster, Art and Dove, I'm not sure, the new publishers,
Book Pro,
they'll give her a 1099 royalty statement that will say how much royalty she made. So it's either a royalty or actual book sales.
Mm-hmm.
So with her producing revenue from book sales or tape sales or DVD, we have expenses with producing that income. Mileage, meals, cell phone. There's a lot of different expenses that you spend as an author.
Right.
And so we have to document that. So mileage or business vehicle usage, dues, publications, periodics. The IRS actually sometimes is a very good place to use as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
They have two good books for Rachel. And I'm actually going to quote the IRS. Publication
is that
583.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
Okay.
IRS.gov is the website. Publication 583. Starting a business and keeping records is perfect for any independent business person. And it's free and downloadable. The other book that I recommend is IRS Publication 334, Tax Guide to Small Business. It's light reading, but people don't have money to buy time with people, so they can get a head start by looking at these two IRS free books. And then this way, if we follow what the Revenue Department is looking at, then we stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big item, is that we have to stay out of trouble.
Now,
one
I do have a question.
That you...
Oh, sorry,
yes.
Go ahead. When I met with my tax guy, he was saying, because, you know, most authors, we work out of our home. So for me, I actually rent. And so he was saying that because I have an office dedicated to both, I run a business as well as being a writer, that, you know, I could write off a certain portion of my rent as both, you know, a portion to the business and a portion to being an author, because being an author is being a business. Can you address that as well?
Well, that's a real good question, because most people say a person in business can always write off a home office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a misnomer.
Okay.
You have to have a profit to write off a home office.
Mm-hmm.
If your expenses exceed your income before the home office, the home office is not deductible, except if you own the home, we can always write off the interest and taxes on the house.
Okay.
But let's use you as a small business. Let's say you collected $10,000 of income and you had $5,000 of expenses.
All right.
$5,000 of net.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go through the home office calculation of where how much of your home, whether you rent or own, is related to business.
Mm-hmm.
They use square footage.
Right.
So let's say you have 1,000 square feet and 250 is business. Your home office is 25%.
Okay.
So the IRS wants you to use totals for the whole year.
So if I measured out where my computer desk is, my phone line is, up to a certain point, giving me, you know, so that would be, and I'd say, that's my home office, and that's, say, 25% of my apartment, that would be 25% that would be able to be taken off, the prorated to the taxes, correct?
With an exception.
Mm-hmm.
With our Congress, there's always an exception. The home office has to be regular and exclusive. You can't use your bedroom to sleep in and have as your home office.
Right.
So the area that you cordoned off can only be used for that activity or for only administrative purposes.
Right.
Your desk in your home office, your file cabinet. And some people stretch it out to even include the bathroom. And I think the bathroom is
Well, but can that be done? Not to be rude, can that be done? Can the facility be used as part of the home office?
Yes, if you meet with customers on a regular and continuous basis, like a dentist. A dentist normally uses the basement of his house to see his patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he has to have a bathroom to see his patients. So that would be... and. I'm stereotyping dentists that have home offices versus dentals that have business offices. So the small dentist that operates out of his home, he has the bathroom, he has the hallway, he has his dental chairs, he has his waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can furnish the home office. Books, magazines, internet, cell phone at the business percentage, long distance phone. Refreshments is always a wonderful deduction.
Okay.
So you can serve your customer refreshments.
Okay, let me take, let's take a few minute break. Sorry to do this to you, Mark, but I do this on every show. I got to do my homework here. Tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, Rachel and I will be back. Oh my God, we have a Let's Talk special. And tomorrow's guest is the lovely and talented Allie Brooks. And she's a writer.
Allie Burt. Sorry.
What do I know? I'm from New York. We can't look. I'm trying to look and read without my glasses. Allie, sheesh, Brooks. I get slapped on the wrist for that one. Okay.
Yeah.
She slapped me tomorrow for that one. I'll let her. She is our guest on the 8th. Trisha Anderson will be sitting in the hot seat on Anything Goes at Friday on the 9th. And on the 10th, on The World of Inks, Any Which Way But Loose, I am going back to basics, the ABCDs. Ashley Fontaine, Bree Clark, Candy O'Donnell, and Delaney Oaks. Now, if you think I'm mad, I've also got Madison Severe for the M. So that is on Any Which Way But Loose, the 90-minute show on World of Inc. On Monday, on The Legal Show, Sarah and I will be talking about the gentleman who is being sued by the airlines for giving people breaks on cheap airfares. And if you really can't get enough of me, and not me personally, but me, I'm going to be headed over to Reverie Radio at 9:30, where Lori Hayes will be hosting me as guest on the 12th. And on the 14th, Rachel and I will be back, and our guest is Tim Knox. So it will be a hot, hot show. And Candy O'Donnell, we will not have a Friday show on the 16th. Candy O'Donnell will do Anything Goes at 11 p.m. on the 15th. So it'll be a jam-packed 2 weeks, busy as heck and everything else. And so you guys know what to do, and come hear us and enjoy us. And thank you, by the way, for a lot of the fan mail and letters that you've missed us, and when is the next show and things like that. It really, I don't know if Rachel's been getting them, but I've been getting them, and I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
It, you know, people come up and they're like, when's your next show? I don't know. You tell me. No,
mm-hmm.
Just kidding. So it'll be a yes. I love Rachel, and I love doing these things. And I'm so sorry to take our time from you, Mark, but I needed to do my homework. Okay.
Pretty girls are more important.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I will be talking about the Lori Hayes Show on Reverie Radio in my Night Owl column this month, so it'll be really, really nice. And feedback is always welcome. Now, let me ask you, if this question has come up from Donatella. Donatella asks, I write for a number of publications short stories. Do I have to get W-2s or 10 whatevers from each place, or can I just balance it out and give a guesstimate?
Most of the time, when you write for multiple places or visit multiple places and you get fees, sometimes the fees are not reported on a tax form. The tax form is required if you make more than $600. You're still required to report all the money that you receive, whether it's cash or check or non-cash items, called barter. So if she received $200 from ABC and $300 from DEF and $1,000 from JKL, she still has to report the whole $1,500, even though one item is only over $600. So report all your income from all your sources.
Well, George just asked a question here, and right on Facebook. Thank you, George. What about, you mentioned barter. What are you talking about?
Some people trade product for product. So let's say I have a DVD and a TV set. A DVD program, DVD portable disc thing cost about $80.
That's $80.
A TV cost $1,000. So whoever I give the TV to has to report the $1,000. The value, and the person that receives the DVD reports the $80 for the DVD. So whether you receive cash or trade, whether you, in the old days, a farmer used to trade a pig for a cow, because I guess somebody wanted meat and somebody wanted pork.
Let me ask a question here, and I'm not trying to. I'm putting Rachel on the spot. Not that I don't love her, but Rachel sends me a copy, an advanced copy of her book. Okay, for
that's
me to review.
That's advertising.
Wait a second. Let me say this, and I'm not trying to. Okay.
Sure.
But the book is a $20 book, but I'm getting it early to review it. Is that considered barter, or is that considered income, or is that considered advertising, or what is that?
Well, because you're a wonderful radio host, you have to review the books before you tell people about them. So that's more of a advertising expense for Rachel, and you're going to get an advanced copy of the book. So that's added to your library. Barter is when you trade a pig for a cow, a tractor for a car.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the book to review, but getting the book to review is not barter then. Getting the book, that's considered, okay, so neither one of us really, I don't have to claim that as income because I'm trying to get, I'm talking to Rachel on such and such day or whatever, correct?
Correct.
Okay. By the way, so, yeah, thank you, Donatella. Donatella, who is one of our lovely fans, says, isn't Rachel doing an Anything Goes show? Yes, she will be my solo guest on Anything Goes on the end of this month on the 30th. Jeez, I love our fans that know when we're going to be on.
Thank you for the reminder, Donatella, because I need to put that in my calendar.
They already know this stuff. Sheesh.
I know. She's hired.
You've trained them well, Bennett. You've trained them well.
I've trained them well, yes.
Do you want me to give them
information?
I'm getting
an LOL, LOL, LOL from Donatella. Okay, Donatella, we know. Thank you very much. Okay. All kidding aside.
Thank you.
I want to give people a
contact of how to reach me.
Yes, I would like. Geez, you're good, Mark. Just have me on more often.
I know.
Cutting
right?
me in right on the exact place here. Yes, Mark. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay. I'm on the World Wide Web at David Pomerantz and Associates LLC.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is mpomerantz@ac.
I know how they do. Let me do one thing. Pomerantz, not CE. Okay. Sorry. Want to make sure that they, I've gotten more email with spelled CE than anything else. I sort of know how to spell the name.
And that's at acctdpa.com.
Okay.
The office phone is 301-445-6300.
Mm-hmm.
Right now my office phone is down for repair, but we'll be back up next week.
They want to reach you, can I tell, and I will say this, if they want to reach you, I would suggest you go through his lovely secretary or his lovely office manager. I love both of them. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And unless it's an emergency, he won't be talking to you that quickly. But he is that good. And he or one of his staff is. I'm prejudiced,
and
as you tell.
And as a bonus for the listeners from... post-April 15th tax season, I offer a free consult on your tax or accounting or business advice. So after April 15th, I offer a free consult that they mention on my web that you can email me and I can possibly set up an appointment. I don't do walk-in appointments. Everything is all scheduled. But before January 15th or after April 15th, I do have that available for your listeners, Bennett.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wait a second. Dale has asked, does he have a book coming out? Not yet.
Do I have
a
book coming out?
I keep talking about it. Yeah, do you have a book coming out?
Do I have a book coming out? No, I've lectured before many groups of people, Fox 5, K-Bank and Trust, Church of God in Christ in Charleston, South Carolina, and Georgetown. I wrote a book for one of the groups, but it's not generally published. It's just for the internal audience. But no, I do not have a book. I'm sorry.
So if I keep bothering them enough, Dale, maybe we get that wish, okay? Mark, don't hit me.
No, that's okay. I thought about writing a book.
Yes, he is my brother. Yes, he can hit me. me at a family reserve and swap me.
Can I bring up a negative about our Congress this year?
Please, go ahead. I'd love to hear it. We have 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Congress, Mr. Boehner and Mr. Obama, when they passed the tax law of 2014, your tax preparer will be asking you whether you received a health care credit for those who bought health insurance on the exchange. So you need to be able to bring to your preparer Form 1095 A, B, or C if you received it. And your preparer will want to know if you're covered with health insurance for the entire year by a person in your household and what the insurer's name is, like Blue Cross, Care First. All preparers are going to have this in their system. It's called the Affordable Care Act requirement to have health insurance. So please bring that information to your preparer. They are going to ask the question, and if you don't get the form, we're not worried, but if you do have health insurance, our president wants to know about it, and there's a place on the tax form that asks about it. And it includes your dependents as well.
Sheesh, I didn't know that. Sheesh. Okay.
So everybody make sure that you know who you're covered for health insurance, because your preparer is going to ask about it.
Well, all I'm going to say is, I love you, Rachel. You're my radio wife, but you're not my dependent.
Ah, bummer.
Okay. Okay. Mark, sorry, I was kidding. But
that's,
you know,
okay.
Now, let me ask one other question. To sum it up, is there anything else they need to bring?
You need to come into your tax preparer does not want to add up your receipts. They want you to come up with your receipts totaled and categorized by categories. Don't give them a shoebox. They don't have the time. Come in
what
organized.
What do you mean by categories? What do you mean?
Okay, if Rachel has $10,000 of business expenses, we have to separate advertising from vehicle, from insurance, from dues and publications, office supplies, meals, cell phone, utilities, charity, mortgage interest, real estate taxes, for those who live in Virginia, personal property tax. Everything, you know, cash and non-cash charities have to be separated. So everything needs to be separated, and you have to have good documentation to put it on your tax return. IRS has another good book that's also a good resource. It's called Publication 17. A summary of what I've just talked about is in this Publication 17. It's very voluminous, but it'll give you the basics of what to have ready for your tax preparer.
So you recommend they go get this book?
It's free and downloadable.
Downloadable.
And IRS.gov, I don't like to mention the enemy, but IRS.gov is a great website. Publication 583 is Starting in Business and Keeping Records. Publication 17 is for the normal person. And Tax Guide to Small Business is Publication 334. Anybody that's more complicated than that, there are other books available, and IRS has a good website that you can search it, but I'm available for tax consults, and if you can't find me, you can find Bennett, and Bennett can get a hold of me.
Oh, yeah, I know how to get a hold of him, but I ain't going to suddenly call and say, he needs an appointment immediately. That's not my job, nor will I do that.
No.
Thank you, Mark, for coming.
My pleasure.
I will see you.
I'll see you at the next
family gathering.
You as well. Thank you so much,
Rachel,
for being here.
Rachel, I will see you tomorrow with Allie.
Yes.
And happy 2/15. have a good night. Fly
Thank
right.
You.
Be well. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.